Gimel Nissen, Monday the 26th of March, Rabbi Dov Levy, The Haggadah Unraveled.
The idea this morning is to go through, giving out the text of the Haggadah and slightly abridged in some points, but the idea this morning is to go through the Haggadah, not from a halachic point of view, not really from a Jerush point of view either, but more to be Masada, what actually is happening in the Seder Leil HaPesach, in the Haggadah. There's something that's very unclear about the order, the Seder Advarim here, about what's actually happening. We take a journey every year. We go from Kadesh to Nitzah, and my own personal feeling is very often you kind of get to Nitzah, and you know you've spoken about, you've heard about Sifas Yisrael, you've heard the Nitzim, you've picked something up along the way, but not quite sure how you got from the beginning to the end. There's certain journeys where you, from before, you can map out in your mind the exact way you're going from the start. And there's certain journeys that and sometimes maybe you have to go once or twice and then you know the way. Certain journeys where you kind of get there in the end and you take a wrong turn here, wrong turn there, you end up, and then in the end you end up going there. Afterwards, how did you get there? I'm not quite sure. I just kind of ended up at the end. There's certain things that are unclear. The main reason I think is because, like most of Torah Shabbat Peh, unfortunate to us, even, for example, you're looking at Mishnayos, you're looking at the Seder of Mishnayos, you look at Sugyas in the Gemara, the Seder HaDvarim is unclear to us, the way things are Masuda, and that is really our own failure, that our minds are not Masuda, we aren't able to understand the Seder HaDvarim, but this is one of the reasons here. I think when, particularly on Leil HaSeder, where the idea is, there's so many inyanim, there's so many ideas that we have to pick up, there's a basis of emunah, of bitochon, of so many different things that need to be taken on by a person as you go through Leil HaSeder. It's like going through a journey and you're unsure of the way, you're looking for the signpost, you're looking which road to take, and you can't take in the scenery along the way. We can't take in the scenery, we can't take in all those things because we're unsure of what actually is happening. If I'd like to go through the Leil HaSeder, the Haggadah Shel Pesach, which is in the Sabbath for us, and if we come out with some clarity of what actually is happening, what's actually going on this night. The place to start, I think, is to... The place to start is to just a quick run through what actually are the mitzvahs to Raisa, the mitzvahs in general that we're being mekayim on this night. What are the mitzvahs that are specific to this night? Of course we have Kaddish, you have Kiddush HaLayil, you have Mitzvahs Yom Tov, there are mitzvahs that we're anyway, you know, we're being mekayim, but there are specific mitzvahs, two mitzvahs this night, and there's mitzvahs of the Korban Pesach, which you will know, there's Korban Pesach, which is the Raisa, and that would involve the Shechitas HaPesach and any other mitzvahs that are involved with it, which is Noisa, Isurim, other mitzvahs involved with the Korban Pesach, which we unfortunately don't have as Manazeh, and we have a Zecher for that, which is the Afikonon. We also have, there would have been a Korban Chagiga as well, which we don't have, we only have a Zecher for that, which would have been the meal, which was the Nechala Sova, that would have been, the Sova to be Nechala, that would have been what we satisfy ourselves on. That would have been the simple, the Yom Tov meal would have been eaten from the Korban Chagiga. You see that clearly also in the when the Shnei Seirim that Yaakov Shnei Gedoy isn't that Yaakov Avinu brought to Yitzchak to get the bracha. So there seems to be two gifts in the Medrash. There seem to be two inyanim there. There seem to be some say that one was a korban chagiga and one's korban pesach, and there are others that I think Tavim Yonis and other mefarshim who say that it was one was a meal, the Yom Tov meal, and one was a korban pesach. You see that the two are really the same idea. Anyway, you have then you also have Sifu Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is another mitzvah specific to that night. At least according to the Rambam, he counts it as a separate mitzvah. It's interesting that in many Moinei mitzvahs, it's not counted. Sibbutz Mitzrayim is ignored. It just isn't in the count for the Bahaga. Others, they don't count Sibbutz Mitzrayim. It seems to be counted as part of Yitzis, as part of Korban Pesach, possibly. But anyway, according to the Rambam and those that go with him, is Sibbutz Mitzrayim. Those seem to be the derisors, the women that we can be mekayim on the night. This year, really, the only thing that nowadays the only thing we can be mekayim is Sibbutz Mitzrayim. And then we have, after that, we have other mitzvahs. We have Hallel, which I'm not going to call the Rabbanan. Hallel on the night of Leil HaSeder seems to be something more than a regular Rabbanan. It's not really called Divrei Sofrim. It seems to be called Divrei Kabbalah. It's a more important, possibly according to many poskim, many Rishon, it's a more important mitzvah than a regular Hallel. It's a slightly important Hallel. We're maybe going to see what the difference is. And then you have other Mitzvahs de Rabbanon. You have Abba Koisus, which is called Mitzvah Divrei Sofrim by the Rambam. You have Moror, you have Charoisus, which is also a mitzvah. It's interesting, it's not a minhag. Charoisus is before the Mishnah. Charoisus is a shayla in Poskim. Why, in the Rishonim, why do we not make a brocha on Achilas Charoisus? And the answer is something to do because you eat it with the matzah, it gets, you don't, the time is bottled, it's tougher to something else, whatever the halakha point is there. But the mice, it's a mitzvah with Midivri Sofrim. And then you have the Korech, Afikoyim, and things that are Zecha. So those are the, if you want, the lampposts, those are the, for our journey through the Leil HaSeder. Those are these mitzvahs. So we've got the Sipi Sitzrayim, the Korban Pesach, and then you have Hallel on separately. Abba Koisus, Charoisus, which is Divrei Sofrim, Midvar Bonon. Abba Koisus also called the Mitzvah Midvar Sofrim, and Korach and Afikoman is a Zecha. Now, there's many things that are unclear about the Seder, which are one of the general questions I just want to ask. And if anybody else has anything unclear, they should also please ask. I want to try to be Nesadot, anything that's, you know, that's unclear about what's actually happening on the night. And if you have something that's unclear, please just throw it in as well. The questions, first of all, general questions. Sibbutz Mitzrayim, you said the mitzvah, Hallel, Moro, why do we not make a bracha on them? Why do we not make a bracha on Sibbutz Mitzrayim? You see it in front of you here, the Hallel, you start when we finish Magid. Magid kind of goes into Lefichach, which is in the Mishnah in Psachim. Magid finishes with Lefichach, and you go in and you start off Hallel, you say two parshas of Hallel, you say Haleluka and Beteis Yisrael, and then you say you go back to say Bracha from Gal Yisrael. You go back to the Bracha Geula, which Agav also is in place of a Bracha that we would have said from Sha'asan Nissim. There's a question asked: why do we say Sha'asan Nissim on Leil HaSeder? I mean, if anything, if you're going to say it Chanukah, if you're going to say it Purim, you have to be saying it on Yisrael. It's right, but it is because we say Gal Yisrael. That's one of the reasons given, and that goes back. And so we said part of Hallel, we started Beteis Yisrael, and we started Haleluka and Beteis Yisrael. Then we go back to Gal Yisrael, which kind of finishes off the Magid, it seems. Well, we've started Hallel, though. Then we have the Moitzi Matz and Marakorach, so Baruch. We go through the meal and the Suda and everything that's involved with it. And then we come back again and we say, we come back to our second part of Hallel, which we call, in the Kaddish, we call it Hallel, which is the second part of Hallel. So why is it split up? Why did we just finish Hallel? Why is it in two parts? What's actually going on there? It's very strange. It's put into two parts for a reason, but the point is brought out because the Rishonim asked, and in the Goyim even asked, why do we not make why do we not make a brocha on Hallel of Leil HaSeder? And the answer given by Rav Hagon, I think the quote is, says that because it's split into two parts and there's a meal in between. So, therefore it's not a regular Hallel, you can't make a bracha on it. And that brings rise to the minhag of also the Rishonim, why there's a minhag to say Hallel and Shul on Leil HaSeder. Why we do Hallel and Shul? Because then you're doing it in one go. You can say it with a bracha. The one they do in Shul, those that do it in Shul say it with a bracha. Then the reason is because of the bracha. If somebody's going to go to Shul and he's not going to say a bracha, they really haven't gained very much at all. It's almost pointless, because the purpose of saying it in Shul in one shot is to be able to make a bracha on it. But the question begs, why split into two in the first place? It'd be very nice to say Hallel with a bracha on Seder night, but why is it split into two? And These things would just have to be Moira. The Rashba answers why he, when he asks the question, and it's, I think the Rashba himself is in Chidushim, but the Budram quotes it, that why do you not say bracha on Halel on Ner Seder? And he says, sorry, I apologize. Another question, why do you not say bracha on Sipur Tzivos Mitzrayim? That's another question. Why do you not say bracha on Sipur Tzivos Mitzrayim? And the Rashba answers, to Sipur Tzivos Mitzrayim, there's no bracha because there's no specific amount. Ein adov kitzur. There's no amount that you can be yotzer. Even though we say, you go on all night as a chiyuv to every extra you speak about Sipur Tzivos Mitzrayim, you're mekayim an extra Seder Aisa, which is with no other, it's the only night really that there's a mitzvah derived to stay up all night. It's an interesting thing. The other nights that we stay up all night, Shavuos, some have Minhag HaShana Rabba, other nights, Shavuos Pesach is brought down, the Minhag is staying up all night, but those all in Yonim, there's a mitzvah derived to stay up all night on Leil HaSeder. And but how, having said that, the chi of your yotzer with a mashu, a person answers, his son asks him, or he goes, tells his son, he tells himself, what happened? Why are we doing all this? What's going on? And he says, Avodim Yin Parim Mitzrayim, we were Avodim Yin Mitzrayim, we came out, we're free now, Kosh Baruch saved us, there were lots of Nisim. That's it. He's Yotzer. Mi'ikad Din, he's Yotzer, he's done Sipur Tzivos Mitzrayim. And therefore you can't make a broch on it because there isn't anything you can put in a, you can't put, pin down what you actually have to do, what you have, you, it's got Ein Adov HaKitzvah. What we add on is Areza Meshubach, which I want to, we're hopefully going to explain what that means by Areza Meshubach. It doesn't mean, Lechoira, Areza Meshubach doesn't mean it's like a Hidur, you're being Machmir, it's good, because it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says you have to, the Mishnah in Psachim says that you have to Maschil Bignus, Meshayim Beshvach, and then Vedoiresh Arami Ovidavi, Vedoiresh Arami Ovidavi, Ashikim Bekorapashu Kula. It says you have to do those things. So, it's clear that it's not just the Mishnah doesn't come, isn't coming to tell you chumras. The Mishnah's coming to tell you the halachas, what you have to do, or what's the correct way of doing it. So we have to understand what is the, how do you put the two together? If you're yotzer with the smallest amount, why? What are these extra things coming on? What's the harizah meshubach exactly?
Sorry, ask you. Did you say it was a mitzvah that I said stay up the whole night?
I mean, it's a mitzvah kiyumas if you want. It's a chiyuv to be misapasib as right in the smallest amount, which we're going to explain how much you have to do. Every extra you stay up, every extra you add on to the sipur, you'll be mekayim deraisa. We can't say it's a chiyuv that you are mechuyuv, that you're not yotz in the mitzvah without staying up all night, but every extra that you stay up all night, you'll be mekayim deraisa more and better. It's all a chiyuv mitzvah with deraisa. We have to be balanced, obviously. If somebody's going to stay up all night and then going to sleep the whole the next day, then you've got this horror of Seder. It's pointless. But the actual, the soida dover, there is a chiyuv in the deraisa there. Now, those are just some questions. Possibly it's more muddled now than it was before. There were just some points that should be asked when you're going through the Seder, what's actually happening here. And and another point that Rav Hagon says, why do you not make a brach on Halel? He answers because it's not Kriya. He says a very interesting answer, which isn't clear what he means, which hopefully we'll explain a bit later on if we come to it. That he says it's kriya. Halal on a regular halal is kriya. It's saying the halal. Halal on Leil HaSeder that you do during the seder is shira. It's song because it's shira, and therefore shira you don't make a brach on. You only make a brach of kriya as a halal, which we want to explain what that means. Hopefully, the chlal when you're looking through magid is unclear because if you, like we said, your yotzer sipur tzivos mitzrayim with if your yotzer with Avodim Ayin and Parim Mitzrayim, then why? What's actually happening here? You've got Maisa Rabbi Eliezer, you say over Maisa to emphasize that they how much they were saying over the Sipur Tzivos Mitzrayim. You've got Abba Bonim, Yochel Rosh Chodesh, then you go Mitchila Avodim Azor, you go back again, and then you start the Hishamda with Brisbane Asorim, then you Arami Ovidov, and you go back. It seems to be a mother, and then you end up somehow you come to, we've Darshan of the Pasha, and then we come to the Rabbi Gamliel, which is a mission as well. And then we go to then we finish with the beginning of Halel. So to start to make some organize this a bit, start to make it a bit clearer, the just in the Sada, what exactly the Makoros are. What where does it all come from? Where do we know, where do we get each piece from? And then it starts to fall into place a bit more. Then we can start to build something around that to understand where we're going. The Makoros are the, for the Leil HaSeder, are the Mishnah. There's two, three Mishnayos in Arvei Pesachim. And the Mishnah goes through, the first Mishnah talks about Kiddush, that all you have to do Kiddush, but you have to eat the Brach. The Yoin first, what have you. That's the first Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah says, Mosbuloi Kois Sheini, that you have to pour him a second cup. The Kala Ben Shoyal, and here the son should ask, there's two things happen here. What's happened at this point is, everyone understands, you've got Kaddish, it's Kiddush, Urchatz and Karpas, which is to dip something in, which is, you know, aristocratic way of doing things, to have something before you start, an aperitif. That wouldn't be unusual. That would be that the Ben, the child watching, wouldn't be particularly thrown by the Urchatz or the Karpas. Even though Armanishtan, now we say Achas, the Gisoas of the Goinim of the earlier Gisoas were Kolalelos Anu Makbinim Pamachas, but not twice. Normally you would be Makbin once, but not twice. Doing once wouldn't be unusual. Nowadays we say we don't even do once, so that's what the child finds unusual. Just like nowadays we say Anu Yoshvin Ben Mesubim, we eat Ben Yoshvin Ben Mesubim. Nowadays we find unusual that we're Mesubim, but that was definitely not in the Mishnah, that was definitely not the original one of the Arba Sheilas, that was not one of the Manishtana, because it was quite normal to be maestered to Hasada during the meal. So that's normal. Then you get to the Yachatz. Yachatz, the matzah is broken in two. Yachatz, the purpose here is because we've got a matzah shlema, which is a problem. We need a matzah, a broken matzah. If we're going to have a lechem oini, that we need to say, lechem oimer arav dvarim hab, lechem that is broken, that's the poor person's matzah, we need to have a broken one. And you need two halves for it. Before all the inyanim that you go into about what the two halves of the matzah are, but the most basic point is that the two halves, you need half now to say magid over, and half you put away because there's another achilas matzah that you're going to be using, which is afikoman. So the two chiyuvim of matzah, which is moitzi matzah and afikoman, which is afikoman pesa, those two matzahs we want to eat from a broken piece, that should be lechem oini. Both the pieces of matzah should be from lechem oini, so that's why we split it in half, and we put aside two parts. Which is also unusual, which the child possibly could ask. But then there's two unusual things, very strange things that happen now. Before Manishtana, there's two strange things that happen. First of all, the child is expecting. We've had the aperitif, we're ready to go, we know it's Yom Tov, we're all excited, we're waiting to start the meal. And what do? Masalkin Hakar, the table just gone. The kid's just sitting there, and he doesn't understand. The food is removed from the table. The car is just removed from the table, and in those days, the actual table is gone. Is moved away, and the kid doesn't understand what's going on. He's expecting to start Suda, and suddenly it's disappeared. So that's very unusual. And the second point is Moisbin like Koshedi, which is unusual in itself, because it was normal to have one cup of wine before the meal. The second cup of wine is unusual, and that's why the Mishnah says when he's had the second cup, when you pour the second cup of wine, now the kid can't keep quiet anymore. He's just bursting with curiosity, and he asks, what in the world is going on here? Why are we not starting the meal? Why another glass of wine? What's going on? That's what's happening here. Now, that's in the Mishnah. That's all Mefush in the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah then carries on and says, what you have to do, you have to answer him by saying, Melamdoi, if he died to Shel Adam. Now, the Mishnah lists three questions. The three questions is the basis of our Manishtana. Even though we say the four questions, there's only three questions in most Mishnayos. There's different Gesoros in the Rishonim. Many of the Rishonim have that we don't. Why are we dipping twice tonight? Why are we eating Korban Pesach only Tzli? And why are we eating Matzah and not Chametz? There's no mention in a lot of Rishonim of Moro. There's no mention of Heseba of Leaning. And those three, interestingly enough, which is the dipping, the Moror, the dipping, the Korban Pesach, and the Matzah, seem to correspond with Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel, at the end of the Seder, you have Pesach, Matzah, Moror. Pesach is the Tzli, Matzah is the Matzah, and the Moror and the Matbilim, which is the dipping, the Dercheros and the Moror, it seem to be corresponding. There's the three questions there. But the other Rishonim have the four questions. The fourth question would always be the Tzli, would not be Leaning. Leaning is not the question, because that wouldn't be unusual. The Mishnah carries on, it says, and if he died to Shaben Aviv Melamdoi, Maschil B'Gnus and Messiah B'Shvach, that's in the first of the Mishnah, you have to start with Gnus and finish with Shvach. On a simple level, the reason is because you need to start, we want to emphasize how great the greatness that Kosh Baruch has done for us. And therefore, we have to start off by explaining, bringing out how bad we were at the beginning, how, what the low, a low situation we were in, and that brings out to us the greatness of HaKadosh, of what Hashem did to us. So we matchinim kinotam sayim b'shvach, and then the Mishnah adds on, v'doyrish ma'arami ovid avi, actually you can look at a pasha kula, and you have to dashim for arami ovid avi, go into that pasha, take arami ovid avi, which is the pasha of bikurim, the person bringing bikurim to Beis HaMikdash, he's got his basket in his hand, and he has to say to the Kohen, it's bikur this pasha to the Kohen, it's four psukim, which say the whole of his sins b'shvach, the whole story basically summed up in four psukim, and that's what you have to dash in. Now, l'chayra, just to throw in a question here, the pashtus is why that pasha? So, on a very basic level, I think if I'm not thinking, the Malbim says this, that it's a pasha that's very convenient because in four psukim you sum up the whole of the Yisrael's rhyme, and therefore it's convenient to say that we want to get in as much as possible, we want to explain as much of the story as possible. That's why we go into those psukim, which we have in the Haggadah, the Ma'nishta, the Arami Ovidavi, and the Banitza, and all the droshes that we have. Yes, we have in Yisrael, we have Banitza Hashem, all the droshes. Etc. Those are all in the Sifri. Those are all in the Sifri and Devarim. That's whether the Sifri is the Makor for the Haggadah, or the Haggadah probably is early enough that the Haggadah, the Maggid, probably comes from the same source as the Sifri was compiled from. The Akoponim, the Loshen, is there in the Sifri. It's a similar thing. But that's the parsha we use. But what I'd like to know is, why? What is the reason for using this parsha? It's not. It would be. I wouldn't really accept the fact that it's just a convenient parsha to use, and the reason seems to be, as a starting point, I want to elaborate on this a little bit. The starting point seems to be that what is he doing? If we think about what is the person bringing Bikurim doing when he's standing in the Beis HaMikdash, he's coming to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing him Tetzal, giving him a plot of land, giving him sustenance, giving him Parnosa, enabling him, Ad Kedei Kach, to be Matzliach in his endeavours, so that he can come to, he can produce fruit, and that first fruit he brings to the Beis HaMikdash to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for helping him, for enabling him, setting him up in life, and enabling him to succeed. So he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a parsha of Shvach. It's not just a parsha of remembering what Hashem has done. It's a parsha of Shvach. You're coming to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything he's done for us. And that's why this parsha l'chore is used. This parsha is suitable to be maschil b'glusim sign the shvach. It's a parsha that you can bring out the shvach of the sipis mitzrayim with it. The Mishnah carries on. The next Mishnah goes through. Rabbi Gamliel ha'yomer kosh lo yotzei dechavosoi. And that, by the way, even though we've said you're yotzei with the tiniest thing, most rishonim, the lo yotzei dechavosoi there, the rishonim say means the round red zoyse. It means that you haven't done it in the best way. Because it's definitely yotzei if they didn't say Rabbi Gamliel ha'yomer, but he hasn't done it in the best way. It's very advisable, especially as it's brought in the Mishnah. It's not just done. The Mishnah carries on, b'chol dor v'dor, you have to consider ki'ilu your yoitz in Mitzrayim, and then the Mishnah carries on the fikach, and it goes into halal. So those are the makoros from the Mishnah, and the extra things that we have in here are there's two pieces from the Mechilta in the Medrash, which is Yochem Rosh Chodesh and Masch and Mitchila Avdei Avot, Maschim Yochem Rosh Chodesh and Abba Bonim. Abba Bonim and Yochem Rosh Chodesh are both in the Mechilta in Shemois, and then we go in the Mitchila Avdei Avot Zorah Hayu Arami Ovidavi, which is all the Sifri, as we mentioned. The I'd like to explain now why, if, how do the two go together? If you're, like we asked before, if you're yotzer with the smallest amount, why is the Mishnah telling us to be harizah meshubach? Why is the Mishnah telling us to add on, to do more? What is this a chumrah? Is it a din? What is the get of this? How much are you supposed to do? And with this we can understand, I think, a lot about the structure of the Seder. This is a real eye-opener, a real mafter to the Seder of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. The Sefer from the Rambam, and the Rambam and the Chinuch, both when they say out the mitzvah, the Rambam in mitzvah Kufn and Zayin, in Sefer mitzvah Sefer Kufn and Zayin, when he explains the mitzvah, he's madgish there that you have to say out the story, tell your son, if you don't have a son, you tell yourself, you say the story of Sibbes and Yisrael, and you carry on, Al Kedekach, that you're Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the story. It's not good enough just to say the story. The part of the mitzvah is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nisim, the flaws, and the goodness he did for us in our forefathers, that's us now, through the story of Sibbes and Yisrael. That's part of the mitzvah. The if you look in the Chinuch, the Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, when he's talking about Mitzvah Sipus Yisrael Mitzrayim, he has two particular different sections here. He's got the beginning, where he always starts off just describing the mitzvah. Before he does anything, before he goes into the Shasha Mitzvah, the Dinim of the Mitzvah, he always describes the mitzvah. When he describes the mitzvah, you see from him, he says, L'saper be'inyon Sipus Mitzrayim b'leo tesvah b'nisa, and you have to tell the story of Sipus Mitzrayim. Everyone according to the way, the beauty of his own tongue, the best way he can do it. It's very similar to Loshon Rambam, if you've seen the Rambam. And then he adds on, and to thank, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the things he did for us there. That's Higata Lebincha, the Sipur in Israel, is to say the Sipur and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. That's part of that's the surah of the mitzvah, before you even discuss why you're doing it, what the idea is. In the Shashay HaMitzvah, when it says Mishashay Mitzvah Zu, you want to get into the bones of the mitzvah, what's the reason for the mitzvah, what's underlying here? There he says, Mashakosu B'Korban Pesach, what's written in Korban Pesach. Now, go back to Korban Pesach, he writes in a lot of the mitzvahs here, all the mitzvahs associated with Mitzrayim, Korban Pesach, he writes, it's the same as Korban Pesach. In Shechitas HaPesach, he says a very short line, he says, the point there is, Mishasha Mitzvah Zu, Kadesh Yizkuru HaYehudim La'oilon HaNisim HaGadoilim She'asa Lahem Hashem Yisbarach B'tzias Mitzrayim. So that we should remember forever the Nisim Gadoilim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. The Shorash of the Mitzvah, Korban Pesach, Sipus Mitzrayim, all these Shorashim are to carry with us from generation to generation the Yisoidas that come with remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, all the Nisim. So all the Yisoidas of Ha'emunah, all Munah and Bitochen and the way the world runs and everything that we pick up in Sifis Mitzrayim and Sifis Mitzrayim is all in the Shoyosh of the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach and Sifis Mitzrayim, but that's not the Tzura of the Mitzvah. The actual Mitzvah, the way it should be done is you say the story and you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu through saying the story. And that's why the two go together. Now, I think this explains why if we just take it a little bit further, this explains why, how the Harez and Meshubach goes together, how the two go together. The Mishnah, the Haggadah at the beginning starts off, because there's the Haggadah at the beginning starts off by saying, Avadim Ayinu Parim Mitzrayim, the son asks a question, and you answer him, Avadim Ayinu Parim Mitzrayim, which is the Pasuk in Vayischanan, which is the Pasuk in Vayischanan of when Kish Alcha Bincha Mocha Lema, when he's going to ask you, you answer him that. And that, in a very basic level, you're yoitz of the mitzvah. The problem is that you have to say over the story in a way that you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. You feel that you want to be Meshabeach, you want to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. If you can do that by saying, Avodim Yinu L'Parasoyim, Yitzvein Hashem L'Kein Misham, that he took us out. You know, my son, we Avodim to Paroi, he took us out, and if we weren't there, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out, then we would still be slaves. If you can do that, and you could feel such a dagger that you feel it so real, that you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you would be yoitza. The problem is, a normal person needs to sit, to think, to talk, to discuss it, and needs to take it in, and in that way he comes to feel that he's really chayav adam liroi sesatz v'kilu yotzim Mitzrayim. Only by liroi sesatz v'kilu yotzim Mitzrayim, you can then come on to feel that I want to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come as a spontaneous praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do the mitzvah properly. You can't do it just by saying out a line or two. That's the mission. That's why it says Harei Zeh Meshubach, because the more that you say it over, the more you discuss it, the more you are bringing out you're doing the mitzvah better by saying the shvach better, by feeling you want to be meshabeach properly. I think that might be the pshat in where Rav Haigon says that you don't make a brach on this halel because it's not a halel like other halels. Other halels are kriya. That's only happening on this day. You have to say halel. It's clear to say halel. Here, it's not that there's a chiyuv to say halal because something happens, it's just you come to the time you say the halal. Here, the chiyuv is that you Seis Sipis Mitzrayim, and because of that, you come to a darga where you feel you want to be Meshabeach. It's a spontaneous halal that you have to feel you want to do on the spot. You have to feel it comes out from the story that you're reliving. And that isn't what the Chazal were Mesakin Abrach on. It's a different, it's called Shira, it's not called Kriya. It's a different type of halal there. And this is why, I think this is very important. There's a Losh in the Rambam that's really a very, very interesting Losh in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz and Matzah says like this. He says, we understand normally, everyone who carries on saying the story of Yisrael is in Meshubach. The Rambam changes the Losh, but he says, V'chol ha-mar be-lid roish be-par shazu of Arami Oved Avi, harei zeh Meshubach. He says you have to doirish the parsha of Rami Dovid Avi, and whoever is doirish, a marabah to be doirish in that parsha is Meshubach. The Meshubach doesn't go necessarily on finding a story, in a Shemois Rabbah somewhere else, or finding it in a Medrash, finding a Gemara somewhere else, finding other things, thinking about it. The Reza Meshubach, the Fidah Rambam, is to darshan in this parsha. And why is this? And this will explain why we have this at the center of it, is Rami Dovid Avi, really to understand it properly. The parsha, like we said, of Arami Oved Avi was written for a person coming to the Beis HaMikdash to be mahalo to Mishabeach. It was written for that. Now, Adech Adugma, I want to just give as Adech Amoshel, there's a pirush written on the Megillas Esther, as much as a moshel. The pirush written on Megillas Esther called Yosef Lekach, which is a long, long pirush, which the Vilna Gaon based a lot of his pirush on. And in his Akdama there, he writes that every drosha, every extra knech you find, every yitoloshin you find in the Megillah, you have to explain how it adds to the Pirsah Hanes. He says that there, and he says this yesoid. So you can find that, you can be darshan about what Esther said to Mordechai, and you can make up it. You can find a musavot there. You can say there's a yitol to explain to you an idea, the gabi this, the gabi halacha there, some nice concept. That might be true. It's all right. It might all be hidden in the Megillah. But you also have to explain why that extra knech is there in terms of adding to the Pirsah Hanes. That's... He says that there because the parsha is written with Ruach HaKodesh, with Nevius, and it's written for Pirsum Hanes. If the purpose of Pirsum Hanes, then every extra knech that you write that's written in there, every extra yitul that's written in there, has to bring out Pirsum Hanes more and more. There has to be there for Pirsum Hanes. Al Derech Hazer, I think that's what the Rambam's saying by Arami Oved Avi. Arami Oved Avi is written in the Torah. It's more than a divrei Kabbalah. It's more than a divrei Nevius. It's written in the Chumash, and it's written there. It's been authored to be a parsha of Halel, to be a parsha of Shvach. It means that every extra drosha, every yitur, every nuance in that parsha that you can squeeze out, every extra knech that you can squeeze out of that parsha, Rami Oved Avi, will bring you to more shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring you to understand the Tzias Mitzrayim better, and to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us better. That's why the Rambam says that you have to darshan in that parsha. That's the parsha to be marifin, to look in it and think to yourself, why does that the word say in that way around? Why does it say that way around? Why does it use that expression? Why does it use that expression? The Haggadah starts us off by bringing the Sifri, bringing the different droshas, but you have to stop and think about that parsha, and that will enable you to be Meshabeach more and more. And because of that, a person comes to be Mahalel, that is the parsha that's Mesugal to it. That's the correct parsha. If you want to get the Halel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to come through to the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to relive the Haggadah in the correct way, the way to do it is through the Arami Oved Avi. And just so to fit, the answer, I think, along these lines, as to why we split the Halal into, why we split the Suda into two, why is it split into two, is, I think along these lines, like somebody told me, the Sfasemis says it, but I have to find it inside, but I'm saying it on my own at the moment, but I hope to find it. The idea here is that we have to come to say Sifis Mitzrayim, like we're saying, and you have to come to Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu through it, and that's a tzura of the mitzvah. And here you want to do it one better. On Seder night, not only do you have a kos in your hand when you say Halel, but you go one further. The Suda, apart from being a Yom Tov Suda, is a Suda to celebrate the Nisim V'Niflois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. It's a Suda to celebrate the Sifis Mitzrayim. And not only do we say that, the story, we get excited, we want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Halel. Not only do we do that a la kois by saying Halel, but we even stop, we make a Suda out of it. It's a Suda that's probably a Yom Tov Suda, it's a Suda that's in the middle of the Halel. It's part of the Halel. It's a Suda that, like our Derech, you have a Suda's mitzvah that brings out the mitzvah that you're doing. It's a Suda that's a Suda of Halel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it's put in the middle. That's why it's sandwiched between the two Chalakim of Halel. When you finish the Suda, you bench and you carry on to say the Halel. It's all part of what you're doing. It's part of it. So this is the Seder HaDvarim that we're starting off with the Manish Tana. We're going through Avodim Hayinu on a very basic concept, or according to, we didn't go into, I wanted to also explain, we didn't go into this, have time to, Avodim Hayinu, or Mitchila Avod Zorah Hayu, the two shittas in the Gemara of where the Nai and the Shvach goes from. That was in his explanation, the Pasuk's Mefurash, Avodim Hayinu, why is there shittah to go back to Maschil and B'Gnai? That's another question. And after we've been Masada, the basics there, that you could in theory be Yotza by doing that, we then go back to say Mitchila Avod Zorah Hayu, means we take a Parsha that is going to, by learning that Pasha is going to bring out the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we take a Pasha that's going to bring you to be Mahalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's going to lead you on to Lefichach Lahalal L'Shabech. That's where we're going to carry on with that. And that's what, and then from that you carry on with the other mitzvahs that are associated around the Suda. And that would be the Seder Dvarim. There's a shame, we should come to the time where the Mishnah says that in the Bezman HaMikdash, at the beginning of the Suda, at the beginning, before Manishtana, they would, at the time of Manishtana, they would bring before him the Tzli, they would bring before him the Korban Pesach. According to some, I think Rosh Hashanah says it, that suggests that it doesn't just mean they put in front of him the Korban Pesach at the beginning. In the time of the Mikdash, he would eat the Korban Pesach at the beginning, which would mean that you'd have the Suda at the beginning, you'd wash, and you'd have your Matzah, and your Chagiga, and your Suda. And it seemed that Chazal would want it to, all the mitzvahs Hayoim of the Korban Pesach would be done first. After you've done the Korban Pesach, or as you're doing the Korban Pesach, maybe, I don't know whether you'd bench first or you'd do the Manishtana first, and then you do the
Magid.
Sorry?
Don't you do that?
Well, eat the Korban Pesach. No, eat the Korban Pesach. I'm eating it. So that's one side was down, and Bezal Shem, we should be Zoich of the day where we can be Yoitzah, all the mitzvahs properly, with the Derises, the Derabonans, and we can become to be Mahalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Okay, have you done for us, David?